Wood-fired grilled watermelon becomes a star. You may have seen segments on grilling watermelon before, which show slices of watermelon on a standard gas grill. Although I agree that the heat generated from the grill will produce a sweet outcome, there is no comparison to doing a grilling technique that incorporates wood for added flavor. In this segment, I'll show you how to grill watermelon on a grill of your choice with wood chunks for the unique combination of sweet and char flavors that only comes from grilling with wood. Easy prep. I think this is by far the easiest preparation for the grill. All you need is watermelon of your choosing and a grill, gas, electric, or charcoal. Just 2 to 3 wood chunks from Smokin'Licious and about 20 minutes once you have a lit grill. And this method of bringing flavor to the standard watermelon will be complete. As watermelon contains a lot of water, it is essential that you work with a medium heat setting on your gas grill and hot coals with a moderate flame for the charcoal grill. If using a gas grill, be sure to set up the wood chunks on just one side of the grill and allow the chunks to smolder first so there is plenty of smoke vapor. Since watermelon grills in no time at all, you want to have enough smoke vapor produced to give a great tasty outcome for both a gas grill or charcoal grill method. Electric smokers are self-contained, allowing for simple dialing in about 15 minutes worth of smoking time. For the watermelon, cut lengthwise in half and cut each half into individual slices about 1.5 to 2 inches thick. Or you can remove all the rind and grill just the watermelon meat. Keep fire-safe tongs at the ready so you can turn the watermelon slices just once as they evaporate some water and sweeten up. Do not leave the grill. This fruit requires a careful watch, so stay put and you'll have every piece cooked to perfection. So many uses. You'll see how the watermelon darkens in color, gets bits of charry coloring to the skin, and is less water soluble. That's the perfect outcome. Now it's time to think about how to use your wood-fired melon. First, you can enjoy it as is. When I serve this naked, I just give one additional flavor, such as fresh chopped mint. But if you're looking for a lunch or light dinner entree, think salad by including some baby arugula, goat cheese, and a splash of balsamic vinegar. For a spicy version, sprinkle the wedges with red pepper flakes, a bit of granulated sugar, and lime zest. Wood-fired watermelon also works great with other summer favorites like grape and cherry tomato, pepper slices, sugar snow peas, and cucumber. No matter how you choose to serve it, grilled watermelon with wood flavoring is going to top your list of grilled favorites. Proving that there's more to wood-fired cooking than just animal proteins, Smokin'Licious brings you great ideas for recipes featuring a wood-fired ingredient, bringing you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire and smoke.